The second vinyl exclusive will be the second release of Revealed in 2017. Can you guess which artist this is?
Just like that, I was a DJ. I was living the dream. People were dancing away, feeding me drinks, having a great time. And all I was doing was playing Aviva's finest hold music. What I did realise, though, was that there wasn't actually that much for me to do, as I'd already pressed play. Luckily, I brought some Scrabble, caught up on some laundry, and did some reading.
Barbie world. You're my Barbie girl, made of plastic, so fantastic. You can brush my hair, touch me everywhere. Imagination, your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Such a heavenly way to die. I never. Blessing from the Lord. God be praised. A blessing from the Lord. God be praised. A blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
I wonder how that annoying custom got started. What annoying custom.
The custom of someone chewing popcorn loudly while someone else is trying to pay attention to a movie or TV show.
Who's paying any attention to this? It's just a boring old cooking show.
I'm trying to pay attention. I like this show. I learn a lot from this show.
What is the point of learning anything if you don't do anything with that knowledge? I never saw you cooking anything French. Hey, why did you change the channel? I thought you hated wrestling.
Well, what difference does it make? I can't hear the TV anyway, thanks to your loud chewing.
Give me that. That was a spiteful, childish thing to do. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Just for that, I'm gonna watch my favorite videotape.
Oh no, not that one.
Howard Snipes. But Bongo Bloopers.
For God's sake, Blaine, aren't you sick of that tape by now? Or do you just enjoy watching semi-nude women?
Semi-nudity has nothing to do with it. I'm watching this tape for pure
sociology.
I can see clearly now.
Lover, lover, I've been away too long. When I see lovers holding hands aside, I hang my head for shame of doing wrong. Bus wheels spinning, songbirds sing. I was a fool.
I'm in my car. I'm high on decongestants and I'm driving anywhere. I end up at a squalid little dive somewhere in Vegas. Maybe Reno. Maybe Tahoe. I don't know. But there she is. I can't tell if she's human or fifth generation gynomorphic android. And I don't care. She moves closer to me. At this range, the downy hairs that trickle from her navel remind me of the fractal ferns produced by injecting dyed water into an aqueous polymer solution. And I tell her so. She looks into my eyes. You have the glibness, superficial charm, grandiosity, lack of guilt, shallow feelings, impulsiveness, and lack of realistic long-term plans that excite me. Right now, she says, moving even closer. I begin to kiss her, but she turns her head away. Don't good little boys that finish all their vegetables get dessert, I ask? I can't kiss you. We're monozygotic replicants. We share 100% of our genetic material. I open my shirt, exposing the device which I had stuck in a waistband of my black jeans. How'd you get that thing, she gasps, ogling its thick fiber-reinforced plastic barrel and Uzi Biotech logo embossed on the magazine, which held two cartridges of gelated recombinant DNA. I got it for Christmas. Do you have any last words before I scramble your chromosomes, I say, taking aim? Yes, she says. You first.
Oh, better yet, maybe Tanisha call your dog ass. She'll stop fucking with that brain surgeon lawyer she fucking with.
See you at work. Fuck you, I'll see you at work.
I'll see you at work.